Surrounded by local business leaders, the Saratoga Economic Development Corporation on Wednesday unveiled Advance Saratoga. The five-year plan seeks to create thousands of jobs by promoting the county for new businesses and helping existing employers expand. The initiative will promote high-tech manufacturing and supply, warehousing and distribution, light manufacturing, and corporate headquarters. Beyond marketing, the campaign will also assist in physical things like infrastructure. SCDC President Dennis Brobston.
It's building capacity, and building capacity not only in infrastructure but in property, spec buildings, and we also need to do that. We need to have a piece of workforce development, because workforce development, if you don't have the workers, what's the point?
At the Advance Saratoga kickoff, SCDC announced that it has raised $1.3 million of its $2.75 million capital campaign to get things moving.
Our stretch goal, where we'd really like to be, is about $3.5 million, because that would give us more dollars for some marketing initiatives we'd like to do.
SCDC was involved in attracting several large companies to the region, including semiconductor manufacturer Global Foundries, which employs more than 3,000 at its Malta campus. Brobston says a portion of Advance Saratoga's goal of 9,000 jobs is tied up in the completion of Global Foundries' proposed Fab 8.2 chip fab plant that, if built, would also occupy the Luther Forest Technology Park.
That's about 1,000 to 1,500 jobs. But we're looking at warehouse distribution jobs and corporate headquarters, other manufacturers, light manufacturers. There's a few $100 million projects that are looking around in the region, and it wouldn't take many of those to get us where we need to go.
SCDC Vice Chair Cindy Hollowood says the organization has had a hand in attracting companies to the region that have greatly benefited the Holiday Inn in Saratoga Springs, where she is general manager.
Ball Metal Container, Quad Graphics, State Farm Insurance. My business has benefited from all of those businesses, and probably 80% of the 200 businesses that they brought in the last 38 years. So I don't ever want to see that to go away. I want to see that continue for another 38 years.
SCDC, an independent organization with no elected officials on its board, is striking out on its own after the organization cut ties with Saratoga County government in 2013. Since then, the county has formed its own organization, the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership. SCDC board member and Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce President Todd Shimkus is confident SCDC and the Advance Saratoga initiative can succeed.
It is scaled back a little bit in terms of staff and the sharing of responsibilities. So I think they've right-sized in order to be able to, and then they've gone out to the business community to try to raise some extra money. And the combination of those two things means that they're viable for a long time.
Shimkus also says he believes there's enough room in the county for both SCDC and the county's Prosperity Partnership. In late March, the Prosperity Partnership, working with the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce and the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County, announced Business First Saratoga. The job retention initiative is part of the Prosperity Partnership's Saratoga Strategy Plan. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.